Welcome to Let It Be Easy with Susie Moore.
Let's talk a bit today about vision. Ooh, I love the word vision. People often say, you know, they're visionaries or they have visions. And there's something about the word vision to me that just seems expansive and cool. But I want to talk about it in a slightly different way today, because I think that those among us who really are visionaries, are those who see a little bit differently, right? It's almost like they can see, for want of a better expression, they can see the gems in the trash, right? They can see the potential of something. They can see a seed and they understand where that can bloom and how it can blossom. I want to give you a couple of examples. If you ever have followed even real estate shows or the house flipping shows, you'll see that the person who successfully flips homes or does well in real estate development sees something that other people don't see. Right? People want to buy the finished article. They want to walk into a home where everything's glossy and perfect and they can just stick their toothbrush next to the sink and enjoy the perfection. But the person who created that home from nothing, or maybe transformed it from a shack, and here you have these beautiful white marble tables, countertops, and you have this gorgeous bathroom and this amazing garden, they're seeing a gem in the trash. They are looking with a different lens. Very few people do this, right? Most of us go through life and we just accept everything we see and go, okay, this is, I like this, I like that, end of story. We don't go, I don't love this yet, but I can transform this. Or, what could this possibly be and become? In a small way in my life, because I love thrift shopping. I love, love, love it. I live for discounted clothes, vintage clothes. I will always be this way. The way that I grew up living on donation box clothing, I will always love a bargain. And I am a bargain hunting lady. But one thing that I do well, a skill that I have, is I can go into a discount store and find a blazer that's maybe $20 and put it together with a couple of other nice things and have it look amazing and have someone go, ooh, where's that from? And I'll go, I got it from Ross Dress for Less for $20. I always love to volunteer the price, much to my husband's embarrassment sometimes. Or I'll buy a pair of shoes. And look, they're not designer shoes, but they look pretty great. And with the right outfit, they look expensive, right? I can find the gem, so to speak, amongst things that don't seem that gem-like, right? I can see the potential with something. I remember too, there was a Sex and the City episode and Samantha was wearing all these fake designer bags, if you remember. And then I think they went to LA and then she took Carrie to see the place where they sold the bags. And as soon as she saw the bags in the back of a trunk, all just kind of thrown together with plastic wrap around them, she was like, I don't want one anymore. But she saw it on Samantha because Samantha made it look amazing, right? She saw the gem amongst the plastic bags and the trunk of a car. So sometimes I think that, yeah, look, it can be a skill, it can be a passion for some people. But are you discounting something too soon because it doesn't look completely perfect? Or because it's not the finished product yet? Sometimes I think we even do this with ourselves. We think until I'm absolutely perfect or finished, I can't go out there. I'm not presentable. I can't fulfill my potential. I can't take the next step. My friends, vision is seeing something that not everybody else sees. It's even adding that word, yet. You know, these shoes, this blazer, they maybe in this context of this discount store don't seem like the most glamorous things on earth, but they haven't come into my home and my closet yet. Right? The real estate developer will see like a marsh, a swamp, or some like old bricks that have got, you know, graffiti on them and cockroaches running around, and they see something that doesn't exist yet. My friends, where can you apply some vision today in your life? What could use a bit of a magic touch on your part. What might not be completely finished, but is completely fertile and rich with possibility? Where could you apply vision to your life today to enrich something that already exists? Until tomorrow, my friends. So much love and ease. Hey, friend, are you feeling stuck in any era of your life right now? I've got you. With over a decade in coaching and 1,000 self-help books under my belt, I've refined 6 journal prompts that I'm giving to you for free that'll help you coach yourself to a better life in just 6 days. These are amazing if you feel stuck, if you ever battle self-doubt, if you feel restless, if you find goal setting challenging. These prompts are gems in a sea of generic advice. Click the link in the show notes for your free access.